Daily movement across the contact line is possible only through the entry-exit checkpoint, Stanitsa Luhanska. This is evidenced by the data from the State Border Guard Service of Ukraine. In particular, over the past week, the intensity of contact line crossings decreased by 9%. In total, during this period, 6,553 people passed through this road corridor heading to the temporarily occupied territory of Ukraine, 5,512 people to the government-controlled territory. In turn, in front of the entry-exit checkpoint, Novotroitsky, the Russian occupiers allow only certain citizens to cross the contact line twice a week, on Mondays and Fridays. These days, 424 people and 84 vehicles crossed the contact line at the checkpoint heading to the temporarily occupied part of the Donetsk region. At the same time, 292 people and 72 vehicles drove into the territory controlled by the government of Ukraine. In addition, three trucks with humanitarian cargo from the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees passed through the entry-exit checkpoint, Shastia. Construction materials, medical supplies, and computer equipment weighing more than 28 tons were delivered to the population of the temporarily occupied territory of Ukraine. Natalia Toleb.